Greetings, and welcome to a special Christmas episode of Pretentious Internet Theater. A show so leet it is guaranteed to put visions of sugar plums and have them dancing in your heads. I am your host, Andrew Cook. Tonight, a Christmas episode like no other. Yes, Drew Barrymore reminded me that unlike all the other Christmas episodes, this one actually saves Christmas. So in advance, you're welcome. I look forward to getting your pictures of kittens with Santa Claus hats on them, which of course you can send along with your requests for other stories you'd like us to do at thepitpodcast@gmail.com. But tonight, the Teen Titans take us on an epic journey of romance, Christmas time, and carols. In fact, that reminds me of a quote, and it is by Ethel Merman. She says, "Christmas carols always brought tears to my eyes. I also cry at weddings. I should have cried at a couple of my own." That, of course, is true, for there will be many a Christmas carol, as the author just took the time to copy and paste lyrics, and I wanted to skip through them. For the most part, I don't, and it was insisted that I begrudgingly go through them. So, here's the Christmas spirit certainly welling within me, and this bottle of B&B. Let's have ourselves a merry little Christmas right after this episode. You can't do it before then. You have to wait. Pretentious Internet Theater proudly presents 18 Titans Christmas by GG. Author's note. I know it's a freaking early, but I made this. This is mostly robbery, but the feeling is supposed to be like Christmas. So early happy Hanukkah, don't kill me if I spell these things wrong. Happy Kwanzaa, and of course Merry Christmas. Chapter 1. Santa Claus is coming to town. It's that time of year again. Well, not really. It was in the middle of October, and the Titans hadn't even decided what they were going to be for Halloween. Well, they could just go as themselves. I mean, who can be the Teen Titans better than, well, the Teen Titans? But after their doings in Tokyo, they were about as famous as Michael Jackson. Actually, no one can. BTW, may he have a good rest, and that many people are missing him, including me. Anyways, tons of people would be dressing like them, and Starfire wanted to be a bunny or something. So the Titans just woke up from another chilly October sleep. We're all hanging out in the living room. Beast Boy, for once in his lifetime, snapped out of playing video games and realized he was playing by himself. "Hey, Dunes, has anyone seen Psy?" he asked the not-missing Titans. Everyone ignored him, except Starfire. "No, I have not seen Friend Cyborg, Friend Beast Boy. Robin, have you seen Friend Cyborg, what you say, around? He promised me to help me with what you call cute bunny costume for the interesting holiday Halloween." Raven was interrupted from reading by Star's jabbering, so she answered her. "I'm not sure we can call your costume cute." Beast Boy started to laugh. Starfire glared at him. When Beast Boy noticed the knives pointing straight at him, he quickly went back to playing his game. "I haven't seen him around lately, Starfire. Maybe he's out shopping for his costume," Robin said to Star. Everyone then heard a deep voice. "Not exactly shopping for that. Ho, ho, ho!" There was a thumping on the roof, which led to ash falling in the fireplace. Beast Boy turned into a snake and slid up chimney, but then it looked like he was frantically trying to escape. Suddenly, a big round piece of red fabric fell on him. "Ow, that hurt, y'all," piece of fabric seemed to say. Everyone realized it was Cyborg. He looked down at Beast Boy, who was trying to scream for help and for breath. "Oh, sorry, B," Cyborg said to him, picking him up in his snake form. Beast Boy morphed back to himself and was then trying to breathe normally. "That's okay, Cy," he said. "I'm not Cyborg," he stood up. Everyone looked confused. "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas! Santa Claus is in town, y'all!" After he said that, in his Santa impression voice, he striked a pose which made his fake white beard fall a bit. Raven rolled her eyes. Star chuckled while BB was on the floor cracking up. Robin raised an eyebrow. Cyborg looked down and turned, trying to fix his fake beard. He mumbled while doing it. "Knew I shouldn't have gotten the cheap one." "Anyway, Santa is here in town," Cyborg said. But, Robin tried, I know you've been a naughty boy, but everyone deserves a second chance, right? Starfire gasped. You have been naughty, Robin? Robin glared at Cyborg, then said, Cyborg, you don't know what Christmas is, man. Well, who can be better at explaining Christmas than Santa Claus? Well, Beast Boy tried, but Cyborg said with a frown, besides him. I know what Christmas is, Robin yelled. Then why aren't you decorating? I mean, it's Halloween, not Christmas. It's over a month away. What do you mean, man? It's snowing outside. Everyone laughed as they shook their heads. Cyborg looked out the window and saw fall instead of winter. Oh, yeah, I forgot the machine. Cyborg ran into his room and brought out a weird-looking device. What is that? Raven asked, weirdly looking at it. This, Raven, is a change to Christmas in Ada. Cyborg said, like Dr. Doomfishits. What does it do? Starfire asked with excited eyes. Well, it's in the name. It'll change any time of years to 2 weeks from Christmas. Does it work? Robin asked. Well, of course it does. Everything I make works, he said while turning it on. Yeah, that's true, Raven said sarcastically while rolling her eyes. Watch and observe, Cyborg said while stepping back. The ground shook, and the calendar began to morph to December, and all the days were X'd out before December 11th. The pumpkin cookies on the stove turned to gingerbread cookie men. Starfire's clothes turned into a girl version Santa suit. Beast Boy turned into a green reindeer, but not on purpose. Raven's clothes turned into an elf suit. Robin turned into Santa Claus himself. Cyborg became Frosty the Snowman. Outside of the window, there was a snowstorm going on. All mouths were dropped. Cyborg noticed Raven trying to pull down the tiny skirt Cyborg gave her. Aw, look who is Santa's helper. Me! Starfire asked, hugging Robin tightly. No, you are just his sister. Raven is the helper, Cyborg said. Raven blushed and glared at him. Robin blushed too. Starfire looked confused. Just Robin's sister, but aren't we together? Well, you were supposed to be the helper, but for some reason it's Raven, Cyborg answered. Oh, well, I am happy that Raven gets to be the helper, Starfire said with a sigh. Raven was still trying to be modest. You could have at least made the costumes modest, Raven yelled at Sigh. Sorry, that was all they had. That they would probably look better on Star. At least I'm not made of snow and three layers of love handles, Raven said back with confidence. You can change if you want. Thank you, Raven said, walking to her room. I think it looks good on you, Robin said after her. Raven blushed and kept walking. Starfire swatted Robin. So, time to get decorating. Why don't you guys go change? These are only for when we go Christmas caroling, Cyborg said. Everyone wanted to change. All came out with a Christmas sweater, red pants, or a Christmas snow-themed dress, or just something Christmas-themed. Beast Boy wore an elf-themed shirt with dark jeans and khaki boots with the jeans tucked in them, also a khaki coat. Robin wore a red sweater with black pants. He wore hiking boots with a green coat. Starfire wore a green and red-themed knee-length skirt with a red silky top and wearing a green coat, too. Cyborg wore ski pants with a blue coat and a scarf with a hat. All came out storming at Cyborg. You mess with our wardrobe, too? Robin asked, more like yelled at Cyborg. Hey, it's only casual. When we fight, our uniforms come on. But you have to bring your coat. They're in the closets. Now, we are going to get some eggnog. Where's Raven? Everyone then heard a storm from Raven's room to the living room. Cyborg, what did you do with my clothes? Raven screamed. It's only casual. Oh, come out. Oh, and bring your coat. Raven mumbled and got dressed. When she came out, she had a knee-length white and blue dress covered with silk with snowflakes at the bottom. She had white leggings with very dark boots. Her blue coat was wrapped around her arm, the fur from the hood rubbing against her. Robin's mouth dropped when he saw her. Raven blushed and glared at the floor. Okay, let's go, Cyborg announced. The Titans went outside the tower and started to walk in the Jump City Winter Wonderland. As they walked to the nearest cafe, they saw kids sledding and ice skating on the frozen sea surrounding the tower. They saw Christmas caroling and hearing the words Merry Christmas every nanosecond. Every now and then, they saw snowmen and kids were trying every black top hat possible to see if their snowman would start to say happy birthday and start dancing. There were huge lines in front of every store, and everyone was carrying some sort of package. Some people were caroling and singing Christmas songs. Suddenly, someone threw a snowball at Raven. She fell down and hit her head on the sidewalk. Starfire and Robin both tried to help her up. "Friend Raven, are you?" as Starfire tried to help her up. Robin finished Star's sentence and helped Raven up. "I'm fine, Robin and Starfire." She blushed, and so did Robin. Finally, they ended up at a cafe. As they entered it, it smelled like gingerbread. There was a decorated Christmas tree in the corner, with paper snowflakes bordering the walls. The song Last Christmas was on, and some people were quietly singing along. "Why are we here again?" Raven asked Cyborg. "To get some eggnog, of course." Raven then rolled her eyes and looked at the menu. Beast Boy noticed a poster in the corner. "Hey, dudes, look at that!" Everyone glanced at the poster. It said Christmas Talent Show. For anyone who wants to explain their Christmas spirit in song, the winner will receive a Christmas gifts basket and a gift certificate for Tom's Christmas Shop. Anyone can enter. You can do a group or a solo, but it must be a Christmas song and only one song. December 12th, 7 p.m. Tickets are $5 and three more if you are entering. All of the money will be donated to buy toys at our local children's hospital. Please attend. Happy holidays. "Sure, they'll donate it to charity," Raven joked. Everyone chuckled. "I'm so gonna do it," Cyborg announced. "I think friend Raven should enter. She does have a beautiful voice, yes?" Starfire suggested. "I think only Cyborg should represent us," Raven said, blushing. "Come on, Raven, I've heard you sing in the shower. You've got some pipes," Beast Boy said. Raven glared at him. "Yeah, Ray, we can do a duet, or you can do a solo," Cy suggested. "No. Come on, Raven, please," Robin pleaded to her. Raven blushed from all their faces. "Fine, I'll do it only if you'll stop looking at me like that," Raven said quickly. Everyone cheered. "Cy, what are you going to sing?" BB asked. "I'm not sure." Cy paused as he heard a familiar song on. "Yeah? Well, why don't you guess?" "Dude, I need a clue. It's like bajillion Christmas songs out there." "All right, here's your clue." Cyborg got up and stood on the table. Starfire and Raven's eyes bulged. Cyborg then sang this. Author's note. This is the Bruce Springsteen version. So he even memorized the speech at the beginning that he said and then sang this. And then the author just copied and pasted lyrics. Darn fine eggnog. "You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So you'd better be good for goodness sake. You better be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Dance number. Well, at least for Cyborg. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you've been awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So you'd better be good for goodness sake. You'd better be good for goodness sake. Oh, you'd better watch out. You'd better not cry. You'd better not pout, and I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town. Whoa. Santa Claus is coming to town. Cyborg slowly dances off the table and onto his seat. "Well, what do you think?" he asked the Titans. The mouths of the Titans were dropped. "So, what are you going to sing, Raven?" he asked her. "What now?" "You were going to sing." "I know. What were you going to sing?" "I'm not sure. I'll figure it out tonight, I guess. Maybe I'll sleep on it."
"How on earth?"
"How are you going to sleep on your song?" Beast Boy said, badly trying to crack a joke. Everyone just groaned. They paid and left. It was lightly snowing. So they all put their hoods up. Raven walked behind in the pack. She noticed Robin and Starfire holding hands. She then covered her face even more and looked down. She heard a song being sung by a small caroling group. Seemed like they were singing Silver Bells. Coincidentally, she heard, "Well, Silver Bells." She looked up, swore she saw a sleigh with a reindeer with Santa Claus on it. So Cyborg wasn't joking when he said Santa'd be coming to town. But it won't matter. She didn't even write her letter to him. Besides, she wanted couldn't come true. But if she did really see Santa in the sky, maybe it could come true. Which gave her an idea for her song. When they got back to the tower, they all had some gingerbread cookies and hot chocolate. When Raven finished hers, she went back and came back with some paper and pens. "Raven, what are you doing?" Robin said. "We are writing our letters to Santa Claus." Everyone cheered and got a pen and some paper except Starfire. She seemed confused. "Please, what do we write to this Santa Claus?" "Duh, what we want for Christmas," Beast Boy answered. But she still seemed befuddled. "We get to ask for a present or something we want, and Santa will give it to us if we were good this year. We would also get random stuff in our stockings. But if we were naughty, we get coal instead," Robin said. Starfire gasped, wanted to write immediately. Raven knew exactly what she wanted for Christmas. She wrote the letter strangely happily for her and mailed it with confidence. Everyone else noticed her behavior. She was even humming as she read her book, sitting in an armchair by the fire. "Raven, are you okay?" Robin asked. "Yeah, you're acting weird for you, y'all," Cyborg added. "Oh, you've noticed?" Raven asked happily. "Well, duh," Beast Boy answered. "Well, let's just say I figured out what I'm going to sing tomorrow." "Yes, you have? Oh, what is it? Tell us," Starfire said excitedly. "You'll figure it out. Your clue is the reason I brought off the stuff." "Jingle Bell Rock, I'm right, right?" Beast Boy tried. Everyone shook their heads. Beast Boy then hung his. "Santa the Baby?" Star guessed. "No. My grown-up Christmas list?" Cyborg guessed. "Close. Here's another hint. It has to do with what I want for Christmas." Everyone then said simultaneously, "Huh?" Raven unusually giggled. "Just sleep on it." She then winked at Robin. All eyes then raised as high as they could go. She left into her room, humming. "Is something wrong with that girl?" Cyborg asked. "Okay, this is a good one. How on earth are we going to sleep on what she wants for Christmas?" "I guess Raven's Christmas gift will be flat," Beast Boy tried and flailed again. Everyone just rolled their eyes and went to sleep. But Raven seemed to sing. "All I want for Christmas is you." Author's note. End of chapter 1. Yay! See if you can guess her song, even though she pretty much told you. But please review and give me suggestions. Happy holidays! Chapter 2. All I want for Christmas is you. Author's note. I don't own anything. Raven again woke up feeling unusually happy as ever. Beast Boy was still trying to guess what a song for the concert that day is going to be. "Deck the halls," he guessed. Raven chuckled as she shook her head. 12 Days of Christmas? Oh, come on, it has to be. No, not even close. Baby, it's cold outside. No, Blue Christmas, you like Elvis, right? I might like Elvis, but that's not the song. Last Christmas? Uh-uh. As Beast Boy thought, Raven was eavesdropping Robin and Starfire's conversation, while Cyborg was downing as much eggnog as he could. They apparently were flirting while talking about Christmas. "What do you want for Christmas, Robin?" Starfire asked with bright eyes. "I already have it." They both chuckled and gave each other an Eskimo kiss. Raven didn't mind. You're probably wondering why. Well, she was certain that after her song at the concert, Robin would be all hers. "Friend Cyborg, what do you want for Christmas?" Starfire asked. Robin frowned. The attention wasn't all about him anymore. "Eggnog, I can't believe we're already out. Who drank all of it?" he said while scanning the fridge. You, Raven replied. "You've got the point." he said while frantically looking. "Friend Beast Boy, how about you?" Robin asked BB. "To figure out what Raven's song is. I'll be home for Christmas, right?" Beast Boy literally yelled. Raven laughed as she shook her head, then glanced at the floor while thinking, "You, friend Raven?" Starfire then turned to Raven. "Oh, not much." Raven blushed and looked away. "But you were the one that thought the Christmas letters last night. Didn't you write on it with confidence and mail it like that, too? Yes? You noticed." Yeah, Beast Boy exclaimed. "Then you must tell us what you want," Starfire said with pleading eyes. "I just asked for a surprise," Raven tried for an excuse. "Oh, well, if that is the truth." "It is," not Raven thought. Robin then looked at her weirdly. Raven wondered why. She apparently forgot she had a bond with him. This ain't good. Raven started to hum and stare in space. She was humming her song. She thought of the lyrics. She looked at Robin. She thought, sang, "I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care for presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you will know. To make my wish come true, all I want for Christmas is you." Robin's eyes bulged. Raven then realized she was mental chattering with him all along. She thought of another song. "Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way." Robin replied, "The song you were thinking earlier." "Is that your song?" "No, what are you talking about?" Robin raised an eyebrow. "All right, yes. But it's no specific reason, though." Robin smiled the smile that make you admit you're guilty. "Just don't tell Beast Boy, Kay." Raven thought the whole plan was ruined. She still hadn't heard her actually sing it. "It's like High School Musical. Wait, did I just say Teen Titans was like High School Musical? What is wrong with me?" "All right. Really, please don't." "Okay." Raven looked at Robin suspiciously. "I really won't, I swear. You better." At that moment, the alarm went off. Apparently, there was a rancid Frosty the Snowman on the loose. They were about to leave. Cyborg locked the door. "Let us out! This is trouble!" "Uh-uh-uh! Not till you get your coats!" Everyone glared at him and stormed off. When they got their coats, they all went to the pier where the snowman is attacking. Snowman was throwing giant ice balls at everyone, which made the little boy in the middle of the frozen sea, trying to keep from going under in the icy waters. When they got there, Starfire got the little boy out and to his mom. Robin yelled out, "Freeze! How can he freeze if he's already..." Everyone was glaring at Beast Boy. "Worth a shot," he said with his head hanging. He then turned to a polar bear and attacked the giant snowman, but swatted him away. Made into a penguin that waddled him off with a dizzy head. Cyborg used his sonic cannon to blast a hole through the snowman's middle layer, which made a giant snowball. Frosty fired the snowball, Cyborg, which made him catapult to Gotham. The hole eventually grew back. Robin and Starfire were fighting him now. Starfire threw Starbolt, while Robin threw his boomerangs to him. When it sliced the snowman's carrot nose in half, which made the boomerang go off course, ended up hitting Robin in the head. "Robin," Star went to comfort him. "I'm fine. How about Raven? Raven? She's the only one fighting, right?" They both turned their heads to see Raven dodge the ice Frosty was throwing. "Azurth, Mithen, Zinthos!" Raven separated three layers of snow, which Frosty was made out of, while the three layers joined together to form a mini blizzard. It surrounded Raven. She couldn't fly out of it. It was too cold to use her powers. Raven got really cold. It's the only time she regretted not wearing a leotard and a robe for fighting. She started to get really tired and frostbite. She curled into a ball and tried to stay warm. Her skin was paler than the usual pale. Her fingers and toes turned blackishly a bit, and her skin was literally as white as snow. Robin threw a bomb at the snowman, which made Frosty explode. Raven was still freezing and couldn't levitate because she was tired. Robin caught her from falling and put his cape around her. The coats were in the tea car. That's why he couldn't get hers. Eventually, the team was together again. Robin put Raven sleeping in the car. "Robin, I shall comfort Raven. You can ride your arse-tycle," Starfire suggested. "No, Starfire, we need to get to the tower as fast as we can. You need to fly it to the tower. I'll comfort Raven," Robin answered. "As you wish," Starfire said with a sigh. She picked up the motorcycle and flew it back to the tower. Beast Boy sat next to Cyborg as he drove. Robin sat by Raven, laying down at the back seat. Everyone's coats were piled on her. As Robin stared at Raven, with his fingers running through her hair, he felt more happy than he'd ever been, even happier than with Star. But he felt bad that he was feeling that. He thinks he loves Star, but What if he really loved Raven? How shall we wake her up? I fear for our friend Raven, Starfire said. I have a 5-year unwashed sock we can use, Beast Boy suggested. After that moment, Raven woke up by yelling, No, I'm fine. That's okay, BB, I'm fine. Raven? Everyone exclaimed. What time is it? Raven asked. It's about 6:45, Cyborg replied. Oh no, the concert! We need to get ready, Cyborg. Oh yeah, we'll be right back. Actually, they all went ready to support their friends. Beast Boy wore a silky red shirt with ruffles with green slacks. Robin wore the tuxedo from his date with Kitten. Starfire wore an ankle-length dress that was sparkly, velvety red with white gloves go to her elbow. Cyborg wore a blue tuxedo with ruffles on his top. Raven came out formal with a touch of casual. Her top was made of a dark blue silk with sparkles. Her skirt was knee-length with ruffles. It was a pattern of white and blue for every part. Again, she magically mooded her hair long and curled it. She wore blue all-stars for shoes for some reason. Looks great with her outfit if you're picturing what I am. Robin's eyes were on Raven again as she blushed. As they were walking to the concert, Cyborg was proudly practicing with got a lot of attention. The rest of the team were pretending they had no idea who he was. Robin noticed Raven breathing weirdly. You okay? He asked her. Stage fright, she replied. We're not on stage yet. I will be. I'm so scared. The only place is in the shower, and I'm even afraid someone will hear me then. Imagine me on stage in front of a crude... I think this will help. He handed her a worn-out boomerang. You're lucky, boomerang, but... I have all the luck I need. Raven blushed and kept walking. And they were at the concert. Trio was singing Silent Night. A middle-aged woman came up to the Titans. You the Teen Titans? She asked. They all nodded. She handed them all backstage passes and a special number to Raven and Cyborg. Apparently, Raven was Cyborg. She pointed Teen to the stage. They all waited behind an 11-year-old girl who was up. She sang Last Christmas, the Taylor Swift version. Cyborg then got up and sang his. He did a better job performing than singing, but the crowd loved it. Then it was near Raven. She was breathing weird again. Stop breathing like that, you'll be fine. Robin tried to comfort her. It's not that, she replied. What is it? Robin exhaled, and she said, Robin, ever since the events in Tokyo, I thought I couldn't tell you this, but I... Suddenly, Raven was called, and it was her turn to sing. Raven glared at the announcer. I'm sorry, Robin. That's okay. Tell me later, if the crowd is able to keep their hands off you. That'll happen. Raven walked on stage. Everyone was silent. Then the intro came, and Raven knew when she had to sing. She beautifully sang with confidence, with that worn-out boomerang in her hand. Sang, I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. You, baby. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I don't even wish for snow. I'm just going to keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for St. Nick. But she did. I won't even stay awake to hear those magic reindeers click. Because I want you here tonight, holding onto me so tight. What more can I do? Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Oh, baby, all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere, and the sound of children's laughter fills the air, and everyone is singing, though I hear the sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me the one I really need? Won't you please bring my baby to me? Oh! I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is what I'm asking for. An author who doesn't copy and paste lyrics into the middle of a fanfic, and I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door. Oh, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. All I want for Christmas is you, baby. She had repeated the last line until the music faded. The crowd stood on their feet and giving her a standing ovation. Apparently she won and got a gift basket and a gift certificate. Raven couldn't stop smiling. The Titans went to the cafe they did the other day for celebration. Everyone else in the cafe heard, searing too. The other Titans couldn't stop congratulating her. You were awesome, almost better than me, Cyborg boasted. Yes, you really kicked the butt, Star commented. Really, great job, Raven. Robin said, squeezing her shoulder. Raven, as usual, blushed. Good job. I knew that was your song all along. I was just testing you, Beast Boy said. Sure you did, Cyborg replied. After their dinner, they went back to the tower. As everyone went to bed, Raven was the last once. Again in her armchair reading. As she went into her bedroom, she ran into Robin. I thought you were in bed, she said. I was just checking to see if we were already out of eggnog after the 5 gallons we bought tonight, he replied. Both chuckled. Apparently Star woke up and started to eavesdrop. So you wanted to tell me something? He asked. Right, well, because you are with Star, I thought I couldn't tell you, but I... Raven paused, as red as ever. Yeah, Raven couldn't say it. So she said in the mental chat, I love you, Robin. Ever since we met, I've had this feeling, but I couldn't tell you because Starfire is my best friend and you seem so close to her. Couldn't do that to her. If this has been going on with you, great, but you hate it, I'm sorry. Started to walk away. Robin held her back. I feel the same way. You do? I couldn't do that to her, and the reason I loved her is because I guess people expected me to, but I'm confident now. But we'll have to keep it in secret. Well, we are alone now. So, Robin then bent down and lightly kissed her. Good night, my Raven. Good night, Boy Wonder. Robin went to his room, started to sleep. Raven stayed outside to say yes. She went to bed with a smile on her face. But Starfire felt sad. She felt good that Raven and Robin didn't want to tell each other because of her, but she felt sad that Robin didn't really love her. But she slept peacefully. Sadness was still haunting her. Done! Please, review! Happy Holidays! Chapter 3 Last Christmas. Author's note. Hey, peoples! I know last chapter seemed to be the last chapter, but it was not. I know I said done, but I meant done with this chapter, so keep reading. It'll get better, I promise. Actually, I think the kiss was the best, but that's your opinion. Views, thanks. Sorry I didn't have your name. I'll be replying differently. It's funny that you thought of that. Please give me suggestions. It's my first story, and I want it to be good. Thanks again. I do not own anything. Poor Starfire had no one to hold her after what happened the other night. No one to tell I love you to them. No one to hold hands with while ice skating. No one to share eggnog using 2 bendy straws. No one to cuddle with. She was called. That place was taken by Raven. But she knew she had to. She loved Robin, but so did Starfire. But she knew that if she really loved Robin, she would let him go. Well, she did, but in a harsh way, though. Well, maybe she just did that to get over him. Anyway, on with the story. I'm going to need more eggnog. Starfire woke up, sort of soggy, which was OOC for her. Yeesh. The reason is being her relationship with Robin ended the other night and started up only with Raven. I don't blame her for being sad. Actually, I'd punch Robin if I were her. But she took it so well and was happy for Raven, wanted Robin back. Everyone noticed Starfire. She came into the living room, started to watch Cyborg Beast Boy at video games like he usually does. Robin noticed her behavior. Hey, Star, you okay? Oh, yes, friend Robin. I am fine. She answered unconvincing. Robin raised an eyebrow, but then pointed his attention to Raven when she entered the room. Looks like I got my present early, he said to her. She giggled and went to drink some eggnog. Star saw the whole thing in sighs. Raven was confused. Why wasn't Star bothering her? Why wasn't she jabbering constantly? She then entered Metal Chat. Hey, Robin, she said mentally. Hey, love, what's up? He thought with a smile. Have you noticed Star? Yeah, she's acting weird. Do you know why? Nope. Maybe it's because she was eavesdropping last night. I did sense someone's thoughts as I was mentally chatting with you, and we were by Star's room. I smelled a strong Zonkaberry breath, which obviously came from Star. Me too, he thought with no concern as he cheated on his girlfriend. Weren't you worried about her? She was a girlfriend, now I am. She's my best friend, and I hate seeing her like this, but I don't mind not annoyingly talking anymore. They both chuckled. What are we going to do about it? Maybe talk. But she heard everything we said last night. Don't you think she'd understand? Look at her. Both turned their heads to Star, looking gloomy as ever. We'll just give her some time. Fine. Whatever you say, Boy Wonder. They stopped mental chatting and started to mind their own business again. Beast Boy noticed Starfire sitting next to him, paused the game, started to talk to her. You okay? He asked her. Oh, yes, I'm fine, she said with another sigh. You want to talk about it? Apparently, Beast Boy, wasn't ye dumb enough? So he thought she wasn't fine. Friend, it is my private business. Oh, whatever you say, he went back to playing video games. Well, Cyborg was, you guess it, drinking eggnog. But for once he stopped and told all the Titans to shut up because he heard something on the radio. It went like this. Welcome to FM 100.3 Newsbreak. Apparently, a young girl has slipped on the black ice while walking to school and broke her leg, so careful on the streets today. All toy stores are swimming with people, and the stores are almost out of merchandise. They are letting only so many people in at once, so get there early. Beast Boy then gasped out, "That's bull!" "Shh!" everyone yelled back. Pneumonia is going around, so doctors are asking people to dress warm wherever they go outside. Finally, the Christmas concert last night was a huge success. They are now doing it again and inviting new contestants to enter. They also need top two contestants to perform again, who are as follows. Cyborg, with Santa Claus coming to town. Raven, with All I Want for Christmas Is You. They then invite the rest of the Teen Titans to sing. But they don't have to, but they want at least one. Maybe Raven and Cyborg to perform too. It is at 7 o'clock and asking the Teen Titans to get there early. I, Mary Richards, and more stories about 10 minutes. Back to you, Brian. Thanks, Mary. And now to start 100 hours of Christmas music, starting off with the Christmas song by Nat King Cole. As the song started, eyes were as bright as stars, even stars. Well, who's gonna sing? BB asked. Robin shook his head. Star nodded. You're going to, you're Robin asked her. Oh yes, after Ravens and Cyborg's performance, that gave me inspiration. Why yes, I shall sing a Christmas song. What is it? Raven used her powers to shut BB's mouth from asking what her song's going to be. I've got you covered, Raven said to Starfire. Thank you, she chuckled, and walked off. Raven let BB go, and started to read her book. Starfire sat in a room as happy ever. She was going to use Raven's stream Stragony to win Robin back. I knew it seems really rude here. She couldn't live without him. She was going to sing Getting Over You song and hopefully bring him back to her. At 5:58 p.m., the Titans started to walk to their concert. Starfire noticed Raven leaning on Robin and him holding her. Star did her evil smile, thinking that soon Raven won't be the one leaning on his shoulder. When they got there, Cyborg, Raven, and Star practiced backstage, and soon it started. During Cyborg's turn, Raven wanted to confess to Star, "Hey, Star! Oh, hello, Raven!" They made small talk, but then Raven confessed, "Star, I'm so sorry." "For what?" "I shouldn't have told Robin my feelings, and seeing you like this makes me regret it." "Oh, that's okay, Raven. I know that I would have felt the same. I'm fine without Robin." Star lied about that last sentence. "Really?" Starfire nodded. "Thank you, Star. I couldn't live without him." They both tugged. Star felt bad that Raven confessed as she was regretting what she was about to do. Raven then announced to go on. As she sang, Star thought she could make a run for it. She got sick and was at home. But right as she was about to dart, she was called on stage. It was too late and walked on stage. Starfire just stood dead silent. She had to sing. She eyed Raven and Robin smiling at her in the crowd. Soon the intro came. She couldn't stop now. She sang, trying not to look at the couple. This last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I'll keep my distance, but you catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, but it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas. I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you. I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kissed me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. A crowded room and friends with tired eyes, I'm hiding from you. And your soul of ice, my God, I thought you were someone to rely on. Me? I guess I was a shoulder to cry on. A face with a love and a fire in his heart. A girl undercover. You tore her apart. Maybe this year I'll give it to someone special. Because last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away. And this year, to save me from tears, I'm giving it to someone special. And last Christmas, and this year, won't be anything like last Christmas. I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'm giving it to someone special. And the crowd cheered. Starfire just quickly walked off. The prize went to her, but she didn't want to get it herself. She caught up with Robin. What was I thinking, Starfire? He said. About what? He kissed her. Starfire wanted to push him away with her alien strength, but she couldn't. She started to cry, feeling so guilty. When they parted, they saw Raven just standing there, tears falling. I knew it, she yelled. Raven, I... Starfire tried, but Raven interrupted. Don't tell me, I know. Use this song to get him back. Should have seen this coming. Raven? Robin tried. I guess I'm not really for anyone. We are over, Robin. Raven started to walk away. Raven! Robin chased after her, but Raven then said, Anazeth, Menteron, Zinthos! Made a pile of snow fall on them. This might warn you. She snatched Cyborg's cup of hot eggnog and dumped it on Robin. The crowd saw the whole thing. They were ooing and aahing, also going burn! Oh, and here's your boomerang! Raven tossed it at him, and then it went back. And then she tossed it at him, and then it went back. And then she just put it next to him, because it's a boomerang. And by the way, I quit! Raven flew away. Went to the tower and got her things. She left her communicator on her bed a note. It said, You're right, Robin. What were you thinking? If you were really my friend, you would have seen this coming and not kissed me when I tell you that I love you. I saw this coming all along. Good thing you wear a mask so girls really get lost in their eyes without knowing you're cheating on them behind their back, which is exactly what you did with Starfire, so... I still love you, but hate myself for that. I want to thank you for all the fun, but I guess the ticket was too expensive that... It wasn't worth it. What? Tell the others that I always miss them, and I'll be perfectly fine in New York. Goodbye, Raven. P.S. Tell Star, sorry. Give her my luck so she won't be hurt like I was tonight. Raven took a plane, despite the fact she could fly, and rented an apartment near Times Square. She continued her singing career at Broadway, got all over the news. Be to that later. Back to the Titans getting back. Robin stood at Raven's door. Talking to nothing. He decided to let himself in. He couldn't find Raven, but found her communicator and the note. When she read it, he was also heartbroken. When he explained to the Titans, they were shocked too. Starfire just went to Raven's room and cried on her old bed. She was really gone. She couldn't believe it. She was really gone. She was her best friend, and she hated herself for being selfish. Robin felt worse. He really loved Raven. He thought that kissing Star would make everything okay, and she wouldn't feel bad, but... Now they both feel bad. He sang her songs and pretend to talk to her like an imaginary friend. The other Titans felt horrible, too. Each one of them had a special relationship with her. They all miserably went to bed. Even Raven. Her apartment neighbor was a party animal that always had parties. Same story with the apartment above her. She stared at the picture of her friends on the nightstand next to her bed. She slammed them face down and fell asleep. With the snow falling outside, she did her tears that cold and miserable winter night. Done with this chapter. Don't worry, it'll be a happy ending. If you please. Happy holidays. Chapter 4. Hold on. Author's note. Yo again, peoples. Actually, I've decided to make the last few chapters actually during the Christmas time. I'm going to make the last chapter on Christmas Eve, Why, you ask, do I do this? Well, for the last chapter, I really want Christmas to be the feeling and making on Christmas Eve would be perfect for that. But you have something to look forward to. Also, I'm, like, super busy. I have reports due and I need to practice for my performance next week. Oh, sorry. But please still enjoy it, okay? Q. Do I own anything? A. No! Chapter 4. My grown-up Christmas list. The Titans were all depressed on Raven's absence. Beast Boy didn't even want to play video games. Starfire meditated like Raven, so she would still remember her. Cyborg drank eggnog in the name of Raven. Robin just sat on her bed, pretending to talk to her. He would never come out. He felt horrible what happened with Star. He wanted so badly to just scream Raven until she had no more breath. Well, of course, he wouldn't do that. But he just wanted to be in her presence. Raven felt bad, too. She felt that she had overreacted, and that as she loved Robin, she would just leave him be. The way it doesn't involve moving to New York. She sat on her bed, practicing for the concert that was in New York, too. Of course, it's a song that explains her feelings, because if she was singing Holly Jolly Christmas, everyone would notice that she was not feeling so holly jolly. She would walk the streets, the only one without a smile. Besides the other people walking the streets, because it's New York. One day, Raven was sleeping. Her alarm went off. It was 7, but she unplugged it and went back to bed. But there was a knock at the door. Raven growled as she walked to it. When she opened it, she saw an 11-year-old girl holding a plate of cookies tied with a bow on the other end. It was a Christmas gift basket. She had long, dark brown hair with red highlights. She wore a dark red long-sleeved shirt with a dark blue winter jacket over it. She also had Levi jeans tucked into her khaki furry jeans. She said, "Hi, are you Raven?" "Yeah, what do you want?" Raven madly replied. "Well, I noticed..." Raven didn't even let her finish her sentence and slammed the door and stomped back to her bed. There was another knock, followed by a muffled voice that said, "Housekeeping!" "Don't try to fool me," Raven yelled back. She also heard a voice go, "Dang it! Look, just let me in!" "No, leave me alone. I know what's wrong. No, you don't. No one understands me. I do. I know more than you think. Try me. You are a part of the Teen Titans and now left because of Robin." Raven paused, but then said, "How do you... Wait, you were the one who got in my room... Is that why my diary's in the wrong place?" "Shoot," the girl said quietly. "Wait! Your father is named Trigon and Robin saved you. You say Athareth Mithon Zathos, and you also meditate and levitate. Your last name is Roth, and you were born in Nazareth, and your mom's name is also Arella." Raven opened the door. "Are you stalking me?" she asked the girl. "Just let me in and we can talk." They both walked in and sat on Raven's couch. The girl took off her coat and gave Raven the treats. "What's this?" Raven asked. "I noticed you were feeling down, so I made these for you. I'm your neighbor, but not the rowdy one." "Thanks, Sarah. Salt for Serafina." "That's cool." The two went to the kitchen to get some hot chocolate. Sarah sat on the counter as Raven leaned on it. Raven then listened to Sarah's confession. "Listen, I know what you're going through. The reason I know this stuff is because all of us heroes know about each other. Well, at least the ones in the U.S. Actually, I know this flyboy from Australia, but... Wait, heroes? Yes! We're the special people! We can do things humans can't! I'm a superhero like you, and you're my favorite." Thanks. Raven blushed and took a sip. She made a face after. "What's up?" "It's cold." "I'll heat it up." She took the mug from Raven. "One minute! Where are you going?" Sarah asked Raven. "I'm telling you what time to set the microwave to." "Oh, that won't be necessary," Sarah said with a smile. Raven looked confused. Sarah's eyes turned reddish-orange, and the hot chocolate started to bubble. When Sarah turned normal again, she handed the cup to Raven. "Thanks!" Raven grabbed it anyway, not knowing what had just happened. When she touched it, she dropped it on the counter. Luckily, Raven was fast enough to make it upright. "What did you do, ow?" "Sorry, I always do that." Sarah got a wet paper towel and handed it to Raven. "What do you mean?" Raven asked curiously. "I can control fire and heat. I can also fly by turning into a phoenix. I think it's pretty cool." "Wait, Sarah, that means burning one." "Yeah, I've heard about you." "Told you we know about each other more than we think. Are you on a team?" "No, Malona, rebel. I was abandoned the minute I was born. I was lucky enough that one of the doctors took me in. He's also manager of this apartment building. Well, he still is. but I have to sleep outside because when I go to sleep, a lot of times I lose control and things get, well, hot. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's okay. Everyone thinks I'm a freak because I'm like Gahita, but I'm glad to have met you. So am I. Suddenly, Sarah's dad walked in. Where have you been? I was here. I delivered it like you wanted me to. Why didn't you come back? Well, Sarah looked nervous. Just come home, okay? Okay. He walked out and slammed the door. I like him, Raven said. I've got to go, but maybe I could come back. Sure. Raven gave Sarah a small hug. Ow, Sarah yelled. It wasn't that hard. Raven noticed a small bruise on Sarah's wrist. Are you okay? I'm fine, bye. Sarah walked out. Raven shrugged and started to read a book. She heard yelling and screaming from Sarah's room. She wanted to check it out. Sarah was at her door. He said I could stay for the night. Okay, what was with the yelling? Traffic. You now, New York. The two walked and joked around. Then it got dark. Sarah thought that Raven had to go. She let her stay, because it was a blizzard outside and there were gangs all over. Sarah slept with a sweaty body. She was having a nightmare and was talking in her sleep. She started to cry. When she woke up, it was 2 a.m. They got up and sat on Raven's baloney, thinking things through. She started to go for a morning through the town. She turned into a phoenix and flew around downtown. When Raven woke up, she noticed Sarah was gone. She started frantically looking and worried she would get arrested for losing a child that wasn't even hers. Then she found her lounging on the couch. Where were you? In the city. There was nothing interesting, so I came back. Sarah casually answered, flipping through channels. I knew we should have gotten cable for this place, she said. Why aren't you dressed? Sarah asked. Well, get dressed, young lady. We need to go. Go now. But now? Raven glared at the floor. She mumbled her way to her room. She came out with a sweater and jeans. Then the two exited the building. Okay, first we'll get breakfast, and then we'll talk while doing it, Sarah announced. Raven just went along with it. She hardly knew where her apartment was, so she pretty much had to. As they were walking, they saw homeless people sleeping on newspapers, and even saw a homeless man getting kicked for asking for money. She even saw a little boy lying in his other arms, with her crying and weeping. Raven felt horrible. Sarah seemed to notice, too. While they were in the restaurant, Sarah ordered Raven the pancake face and for herself. When it came, it was a giant pancake with a bacon face, strawberry for nose, and eggs for eyes. There were also toast and sausage on the side. Raven blushed because the teens sitting at the table next to them. Okay, listen. I know you want Robin back and to be back to the Teen Titans, Sarah said. Yeah. Sarah raised an eyebrow. Yeah, right. Sarah raised an eyebrow. Okay, I do. But I'm pretty sure they don't. Yeah, they do. We need Robin to come here instead of you begging him back. It's pathetic. So you don't need to make yourself sad, or I'm too good for you in front of the camera or the newspaper, so Robin will be chasing you like Wile E. Coyote chasing the Roadrunner. I'm pretty sure you can do sad perfectly. Thanks. So, are you entering the concert tonight? Actually, yeah. What are you going to sing? Christmas Is When You Were Mine by Taylor Swift? Raven was curious why Sarah was curious. Perfect, it's like you read my mind. Why are you helping me? Because if I don't see you with Boy Wonder under the mistletoe this Christmas, I'll just become a hobo. They both laughed. Well, thanks. When are we going to start this attention thing? Now. Sarah left some money and dragged Raven out of the restaurant. They noticed a Sea Road watching Jeff Foxworthy singing. The two quickly joined and apparently were singing the redneck version of the 12 Days of Christmas. They ended up being the star of the show and were all over the news. Dudes, look at this, Beast Boy said for once reading the paper. The other Titans saw it. They were shocked. Cyborg spit out his eggnog to laugh. Starfire chuckled. Raven seemed relieved to see Raven's face. Especially her face specifically. She had a confused face with a cowboy hat on her head. The article said this. Jeff Foxworthy performed last night near Times Square, singing his version of the 12 Days of Christmas, but apparently a teen titan named Raven Roth ended up being the star that night. Raven and Sarah were in line for a hot Christmas nightclub. Sarah persuaded the guard that if she doesn't enter and meet Steve Carell, she would vent her rage on the guard. She said that in her pretend manager voice, even though we established she's 11. They both entered with high chins. Raven ended up dancing with Kelly Clarkson and was again all over the news. "Yo, is that Raven?" Psy said, watching the news. There was a video of her singing a duet with Kelly Clarkson. It was Sarah talking about how awesome Raven is and explaining that in need of someone and slightly explaining Robin. "Who is that girl?" BB asked. It then showed Sarah dancing with Josh Hutcherson. But when Robin saw, he smiled, but then he was still sad. Sarah and Raven were sitting at their apartment drinking eggnog and watching TV. But then Sarah's stepdad stormed in. "Dad, what the?" Sarah asked with a frightened face. "Where have you been?" he asked, more like yelled. "I was here with Raven." Raven waved at them. "Yes, you can come in," but he ignored Raven's stoicism. "Don't do that anymore." "But I'm fine. Raven is my friend and I want to stay here." "What?" he started to heat up. "I don't want to get hurt anymore," Sarah yelled. Raven gasped. Your dad glanced at Raven and then said, trying to cover up, "What do you mean?" "You mean everything to me." "Does this show your affection?" Sarah pulled up her sleeve. There were bruises all over her arm. "And this?" Sarah pulled down her turtleneck, which showed scars. Raven grabbed her phone. "Put that down," Sarah's dad charged for her. "Don't touch her." Sarah's eyes turned reddish orange. Again, the ring of fire surrounded them. Apparently, he had powers too. So he iced it down and threw an icicle at Raven, but she used her power to throw it back at him. He dodged and attempted to freeze Sarah. She melted it. Raven jumped in and started to attack. "Sarah, put a ring of fire around us. You call 911. But I'll be fine." Okay. Sarah was raised up by the three rigs of fire, and she got a ball and threw it out, made the rings into a firebird, and charged and surrounded itself around Raven and Sarah's dad. Sarah grabbed a phone and called the fire department and the police. Raven was dodging every icicle. He was melting every icicle being thrown back at him. They kept going back and forth. Raven had an idea. She used his icicles to surround him and got it attached. "Sarah, melt him," Raven ordered. Raven was coughing from the smoke. So was Sarah. "Okay." She blasted a giant fireball at him, and he melted. Raven and Sarah were coughing badly, and soon the fire department came and got them out. Luckily, the building didn't burn, but Raven lived in a different room. Sarah was still at the hospital because of the infections for the cut that she got, and nobody questioned for the fact that she just murdered her stepfather. So the next night, it was the concert. Raven was worried about it. She felt like she shouldn't sing that song, so she sang another one. When she got to the stage, it explained a prick of her feelings that shouldn't be ignored. "Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies.
Greetings.
Well, I'm grown up now.
Welcome to the second
half. Can we help somehow?
Holiday
I'm
episode.
Not a child, but my heart can still dream.
Theater.
So here's my lifelong wish. My grown-up Christmas
cyborg. Years ago,
not for myself, but for the world.
Julian Assange.
No more lies,
boy.
Walls,
called Tomorrow
walls that would ever stoke. Walls that would ever stoke.
Let's get to the second half of this Christmas
time.
Time
with you. Of everyone would have a friend, and the right would always win.
As always, you can email your...
This is my grown-up Christmas card.
Christmas waves of magic.
The grandest sight to see was something lovely
everything is softer,
wrapped beneath our tree.
And of course,
but heaven only knows that packages and bows can never heal the hurting human soul.
But only the best
lives torn apart.
Walls would never start. And of course, as a reminder,
and time would heal our hearts.
Email this podcast.
Everyone would have a friend. And the right would always win.
Podcast.
And love at gmail.com.
Should you have any story requests or
Christmas cards to send me.
What is that delusion called
now,
the innocence of
the
youth that we may be our buying belief that we can find the truth
in? Enjoy.
No more wars. No more lives torn apart and wars torn apart until the heal all hard and everyone would have a friend and the right would always win and love would always end. Oh, this is my grown-up Christmas list. It's my lifelong list. It's my grown-up Christmas list. Raven sang this to Sarah. Everyone who has a life that treats them like trash. She was happy going to bed, feeling that everyone who was listening would have hope. Robin almost left the tower without telling anyone because he was so worried about Raven and that she needed to come home. But he should be worried about himself because him missing Raven has drawing him farther and farther away from the team. He was worried about that too. So that concludes the December 15th and 16th for the Teen Titans. I know this chip was sort of depressing and boring, but I was trying to have a voice about child abuse. Don't do it. Fight it and prevent. So this year, many kids would have a good Christmas. I'm out.
And thus, this particular episode draws to a close. What will happen? Will Raven find the true meaning of Christmas? Will Cyborg find eggnog? Will Beast Boy tell a decent joke? We'll find out next episode, episode 30 of Pretentious Internet Theater. As always, you can email your Christmas cards to thepitpodcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can always remember that there is much drama on the internet, but only the best makes Pretentious Internet Theater. Good night. Pleasure. It's all yours.